conversation, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is such a good day. It's Thursday. If you want it, you can have it. Roberta has shown us that. If you're willing to pay the price, your circumstances will change. If you want something badly enough, if you really have a desire, look at those women, the Celtic women. They had a desire. They worked at it.
Who were they?
And surely the Celtic women?
Yeah.
They are wonderful singers of beautiful songs. They are beautiful women. They are successful. And they have...
pretty red hair.
They have some pretty red hair, pretty blonde
right.
hair. And they have a CD out called, it's called Believe. And we still have some of those we'll give away during the course of the program here for this, that, or the other thing. So I'm underscoring many people, there are obstacles that people let get in their way. They don't really matter very much. Let's say your shoulder hurts because you're exercising. But the greater good is that you are exercising, so you worry about, you fix the pain. You don't stop exercising, you deal with the pain, right? You don't stop exercising. Mm-hmm. And that can be said for a lot of different things when there are problems that are bad enough. And again, I use the 18 to 30-year-olds who are so active now in the process. That's very cool and very good because things have gotten bad enough that they really want to try to fix things. And that's something that is laudable. It's praiseworthy. If you have desire and want to externalize what it is that you want to have in life, to make it concrete, think. Thoughts are things. Think about your reality and make a commitment to it. If you have a desire, and get a little fire in your belly. Again, I use the Celtic women and other people who are successful that you know. You know that they have that one ingredient, and that is fire in their belly. Mm-hmm. So have that, take that with you. Dr. Ken Kronos is going to make a house call here in a few moments. We'll have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this as well on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNitterson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
As promised, it's 10 past the hour. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, a story about a man and his wife awakened about 3 o'clock in the morning, a loud pounding on the door.
Uh-oh.
A man gets up, goes to the door. This drunken stranger standing in the pouring rain asking for a push. The guy says, not a chance. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. What's the matter with you? Slams the door and goes back to bed. Wife says, who is that? Just some drunk guy asking for a push, he told his wife. So did you help him? No, I didn't. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's bloody pouring out there. Wife says, you got a short memory, pal. Don't you remember a couple of months ago when we broke down and those two fellas helped us? It was 1 o'clock in the morning. I think you ought to go help the guy. And you ought to be ashamed of yourself. She said, God loves drunk people too, you know. So the man does as he's told, goes downstairs, goes out into the pouring rain, yells out in the dark, hello, you still out there? The answer goes back, yes, you need a push? Yes, please, comes the reply from the dark. Husband says, where are you? Drunk says, over here on the swing.
Maybe Dr. Ken can fix that.
We'll hopefully.
Find out in a moment. You're on Good Day.
Oh, my God.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
You think we'll be there soon?
Mm-hmm.
We're not long.
When you head out on these long family road trips, you don't want to be in the car any longer than you need to. So I don't even start unless I've got the right guidance.
Turn left now.
I'm like that with taxes, too. TurboTax has a unique GPS feature that guides me step by step. It searches for every deduction and credit I deserve, which helps me know it's done right and gets me to my maximum refund, guaranteed.
Try it online now at TurboTax.com. Choose easy. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, with a house call. We like his daily dose because there's so much information on the things, the news of the day from the world of medicine, including a lot of info this weekend on your heart and what it is that's good or bad. I find the story about vitamin D to be pretty intriguing given how much we have talked over the past couple of years about the value of vitamin D.
Just when you thought you knew everything about this hot vitamin, there's more information unexpected. This is out of the American Journal of Cardiology this week. Doug, that vitamin D is critical for bone health and could have a protective benefit for the heart, but too much of it could actually be harmful. Vitamin D, it's important for your heart health, especially if you have low blood levels of vitamin D. It reduces cardiovascular inflammation and atherosclerosis. This is the hardening of the arteries that cause the number one killer in American heart attack. But it may reduce mortality. It appears that at some point that too much of it, this good thing, can be harmful. People with a normal level of vitamin D have lower levels of this blood test we measured in you called C-reactive protein, which is a marker of inflammation of the heart and blood vessels. On the other hand, when the vitamin D is beyond the low end of normal, C-reactive protein increased and resulted in a greater risk for heart problems. What I recommend is everybody know their vitamin D level. If it's too high, it's bad. It can increase the inflammation in the circulation. If it's too low, you also can have problems.
All right, so you have to get a checkup. You have to get your annual physical or a blood test in order to know this, right?
Exactly.
And isn't it different for everybody? Your level might be not the same as my level in terms of need.
Well, for adults, the normal is about 30 up to about 40 now based on this study. So the normals are about the same. You just have to know your own level.
So supplementation of vitamin D, which is what we've been talking about the last couple of years, is still warranted. You just have to have your doctor tell you how much.
Exactly. Much.
Okay. All right. Next up, something that I guess probably we all would know in terms of our grief level, and what happens to us shortly after, within a few days after someone dies, you need to be aware of your heart, right?
A warning to be careful. This is out of the medical journal Circulation this week. Doug, that a person who is mourning the death of someone close is at greater risk of suffering a heart attack in the days immediately following the loss, but also up to a month afterwards.
Wow. Up to a month. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I said, when I first saw this, that I felt it in my heart when Tony died, and I could feel, you know, you feel it and you wonder, okay, is it physical or is it emotional? And what you're telling us, I think, is the emotional can lead to the physical.
Absolutely. The heart and the brain have a connection in the body, and when things are not working well with one, the other is often affected.
Attention, red meat eaters, Richie.
Hello.
This is going to upset the red meat eaters, but I'll give you a warning.
Red meat eaters?
I'm one of those, too.
The red meat eaters. This is out of the medical journal.
You've been around me too long there, pal.
Absolutely.
Keep going.
A high-protein diet, it might benefit health in some ways, but depending on what kind of protein a person consumes, it could actually raise their risk of a stroke. Eating lots of red meat increases the likelihood of having a stroke, while poultry, chicken, actually lowers the risk of stroke.
But chicken is garbage.
Yeah, chicken is disgusting.
Yeah.
If it were raised properly and not pumped with all that ugh.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so fish or some other kind of protein.
Yeah, we just had fish last night.
All right, so other brain news. Fast food in the brain damage department. This looks, hello, another one of these warnings to those of you who care. Maybe some people don't care about what's going on, you know, to their body or their brain, but those who do, listen to this.
Well, the question is, does fast food cause brain damage? And this was answered in the medical journal this week, Neurology. The answer is yes, Doug, but eating fast food, it's related to the shrinkage of the brain that leads to Alzheimer's, just as the trans fats regularly found in fast food harden the arteries and impair heart function, they hurt the brain as well.
All right, final note here. Those of you who are binge drinkers, I don't think that describes anybody who's on this program, let's hope, or at least not.
I have my moments, but unfortunately, I don't get the opportunity much anymore.
All right, but there are a lot of Americans who are in this category, Ken.
More than 38 million American adults binge drink an average of four times each month, and this causes serious problems. Binge drinking is defined as women having four or more drinks in a sitting and men drinking five or more.
Four or more for women. Why is it different for men than women?
That's why I just drink one big bottle of wine.
Right.
Women cannot, their livers can't break it down as quickly, but it results in car accidents, violence, and sexually transmitted disease. Serious issue.
Serious issue. All right. So there's the update, a house call, a daily dose of information available at drkenshow.com, which you can find by going to dougstefan.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry. Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are you crabs, sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
What? Once again, my producer is telling me what to do. All right, here's the 2020 history quiz. You ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
For another one of these Celtic Women CDs.
Yes, please.
Who was it that wrote How to Stop Worrying and Start Living? Famous author, motivational speaker, trainer, wrote a book that has become a Bible. For those people, especially today, this book is 40, 50 years old, but I came across it a week or so ago, and I looked at it. I had it on the plane with me, matter of fact, and I thought to myself, you know, because this is what we're so full of worry. Who wrote How to Stop Worrying and Start Living? Great Bible for those of you who are trying to get beyond wherever you are. 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 23 after the hour, our 2020 pop quiz focusing on a book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. It's a practical, easy-to-read, inspiring book on conquering your fears. And I am one, we've all had them, we all have our fears. And so I found this is an old copy of a book that actually, somebody not in my family, but a friend had, and I know it goes back to, it has to go back to the Eisenhower days, but it's, I started looking at it and thought, my God, this is perfect for today. So if you know who wrote it, help yourself to 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, back on the Radio Ranch, even though the Consumer Electronics Show appears to be fading off into the sunset, 130,000 people visited Las Vegas for the CES. A lot of new things there, and so our friends from the Money Pit, Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti, are here, and because Tom always hogs the airwaves when he's here, well, I think we'll just sort of pass on Tom for a moment, and besides, whenever Leslie is here, it's always so much more fun. She's so, she's like the Celtic woman. She could be a Celtic woman, except the color of her hair is wrong. Other than that.
But nothing a dye job won't fix.
Nothing in digest. Yeah, you, Dr. Roberta.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so Leslie, what's your takeaway from the Consumer Electronics Show?
You know, really the big trend that we're seeing is home automation really becoming a do-it-yourself project and so easy to do, so easy to keep track of your energy usage, so easy to create, you know, a home security system to monitor what's going on with your kids, to monitor the ins and outs when you're not there. Really user-friendly, do-it-yourself stuff when it comes to the home for CES. It was really exciting.
So it sounds like Big Brother, though. Exciting.
Oh, geez. I know. Wait, it's a little
like
weird, but,
Big
you know,
Brother in your home, even.
It definitely had that sense that someone is definitely watching. Yeah. But I think the good part was that, you know, for folks who've got teenagers at home and they want to make sure that their kids are coming and going when they say that they are, they've got an opportunity to sort of get a snapshot of who's entering the house when. You know, it's also great for the folks that are just busy working and maybe have to let a painter into the house and can't get home, and it's a worker that you trust and you've dealt with before. You can log on, let somebody into your house, lock them out, you know, when they're done. It really makes the step of, you know, sort of you being there when you can.
Yeah. So home automation and security. All right, so that's one thing. What else did you find interesting and intriguing, and you're going to tell your listeners on the Money Pit radio program this weekend about?
Well, you know, related to that, Doug, it's also...
Wait a minute. Hold the phone. Who is this? What's going on here?
But if you did, I would say home management is also key to this whole automation side, because they've got systems now that really give you an incredible amount of information about, let's just say, your electrical bill, right? You get it at the end of the month, you look at it, kind of shrug your shoulders because you really don't know what you did or did not do.
This just happened to me this month. My electric bill went crazy, and I don't know why.
Right. And so, like, I saw this one home automation system that is put together. It's called Nexia, where they actually figured out, Rich, how to take individual sensors and clip them to the individual wires on the circuits in your panel and then feed to you that information and establish a pattern. So if you see that one of those circuits starts pulling a whole lot more power than you're used to, it will flag it and allow you to have enough information to kind of make changes. So the idea of knowing more about what's going on in your house and where your dollars are really going
makes it more efficient.
Coming a lot this year.
Now, it sounds expensive, Tom.
You know, I think these systems are module, I think, and I'm not 100%, but I think they said that electrical part of this system was only about $1,000.
Okay.
So I wonder what the other component that we saw, something called Modlet, which is sort of an adapter to your existing electrical outlet that you plug in and then plug your appliances into that. You know, whether it's your home entertainment system or an appliance, it monitors exactly how much electricity whatever you plug into that outlet is using. And that was really affordable. Was that just $50
yes,
for one outlet?
$50.
Oh,
and, you know,
cool.
As you log onto a website, you see exactly how your system is using whatever it is you plugged into.
All right, so you're going to post all this at the Money Pit. The Money Pit website is moneypit.com. You'll have all that there, and we'll send people. You know, what do we have? I guess we have a picture of Tom and Leslie together,
we
don't
do.
We?
Yes.
All right, because like, we could maybe X out the picture of Tom.
I'll go to Photoshop today and put a bag over
Photoshop,
his
Photoshop, that's it. Perfect. Right. That's one of the new technologies. Isn't that brand new, Photoshop? Was that at CES?
Brand new, yes.
Hi, Tom and Leslie. Thank you. Tom Chrysler, Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit radio show, the home improvement radio show that everybody listens to on the weekends. 29 minutes past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
To be. We are, inclusively, the Doug Stephan Good Day program. That includes me, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, and then there's the McFadden, M-C-F-A-D-D-E-N, and then there's Fasinelli, spelled with a spaghetti, and there's Jennifer Horn, H-O-R-N. All right? Fatchinelli is how it's spelled, folks. Fatchinelli.
Correctly, yes.
Fatchinelli. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's pronounced, actually. 34 after the hour. Okay, so the 2020 pop quiz has to do with the author of How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. That is not the book he is most well known for, however, and thus the... I'm not trying to hook you. I'm not trying to make this difficult, but he was not known for that book. It is a great book, however, but he's better known for something else.
Which is a phenomenal book.
Yeah, Richie, you've you've actually read his other books. 805, and you could use the help.
Just the one. Yeah, I don't know how much of it I use, but it's a great philosophy.
Right, maybe you ought to read this one, too. 800-510-8255. Steve's in Cadillac, Michigan. Hi, Steve.
Hi there.
Howdy. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
On your way to work, are you?
Oh, yep.
What do you do?
I'm a machinist.
Yep. And how's the machinery business? Your business picking up probably a little, right?
Well, not really that great, but we're still going.
All right, that's good. Congratulations on on even that, I guess, at this point. Okay, so who is it that you think wrote How to Stop Worrying and Start Living?
Norman Vincent Peale.
Now, that's a great guess. He wrote a lot of inspirational books, excellent things. But that this book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, wasn't one of them.
And we had a lot of calls with the same answer, Steve.
Yeah, we did. What have you read of his, Steve? Have you read any of you sort of follow inspirational books?
I actually haven't, but I thought that my wife had one of his books laying around, and I thought that was it.
That's a legitimate guess. Thank you for taking the time to call. 800.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Power
my
of positive thinking.
Yeah, 800. That's what Norman
his book. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Here is Earl in Muncie, Indiana. Earl, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. Hold on just a second. I just saw something I want. Don't go away, Earl. All right, hold on just a minute. Here is Don traveling the interstate in Florida. Don, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. We're in, 95 goes all the way from Jacksonville down to Miami. Where are you?
I'm just off of Cape Canaveral.
Off of Cape Canaveral. So you'll be listening to WMEL. It's a little too far north.
That's right. WMEL. Okay.
Good, good, good. All right. So who do you think wrote How to Stop Worrying and Start Living?
Dr. Matthew Maltz.
Matthew Maltz. Hmm. I don't know much about him. Tell us about Dr. Matthew Maltz.
Well, I took a course from him once, and he wrote a book called The Power of Positive Thinking.
No, that was Norman Vincent Peale who wrote that book.
The original one, anyway.
Yeah. You can't...
Well, this was the course he taught. Maybe he
really
was
so
feeling...
That brings up a sort of surface or subsurface question. Anybody know about whether you can, with movies, for example, you can't... They trademark the title of a movie, so you can't have a movie with a different train of thought titled the same way. Speed, you couldn't have another movie called Speed.
No, what happens is people go out and they teach courses based on
no,
the
no,
lessons
but that's
learned
not the,
in this
that,
book.
That's not the point of the question, Richie. What I want to know is the same rule applicable for titles of books? Can you only have one book with that title? I don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking the question, honestly. I would think it would be the same philosophy, wouldn't it? Well, you wouldn't want to have another book with the same title. Because
I don't think in movies that's true. I think in movies you can have a movie with the same title. It happens to me all the time on IMDb. I'll go look up a movie, and there'll be four movies with the same name, or very close.
Yeah, very close. What is that? It doesn't count in Checkers, or what's the other thing?
Well, let me look. I'll try and find a...
What's that? What's the saying? You see how easily distracted I am today? We've gone from how to stop worrying and start living to what's the phrase we're looking for here. All right, anyway, Don, you didn't have the right answer, but I'm glad you're listening. That's a good thing. Appreciate the call. Drive safely. Here is Denny. What do you think the author's name is for How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, Denny?
I'm going to take a wild guess of what causes you most worrying when you're a young adult is Dr. Spock.
Yeah.
Roberta, good guess, yeah.
How many books of Dr. Spock did you use, Roberta?
None.
Okay, good.
Not a one. Not a one.
So you're an expert.
No, I read things by Mr. Spock, Live Long and Prosper, and I used those.
Right. Okay, very good, Roberta.
But
thanks for your help.
Spock.
See, I can always count on Roberta now. What'd you say, Danny?
I said the saying, by the way, is close, such as in... hand grenades, and I don't remember the other part of it.
You're as bad as I am, Danny. It means absolutely nothing.
I'm getting old, Doug.
I understand. Don't bring me along. I'm not going on that ride with you. Thank you, Danny. Good to hear from you. Appreciate your call. All right, let's go back to Earl, who I think has got this connected. Hi, Earl.
No, I'm here.
I know. I didn't say disconnected. I think you have this connected. I think you've got the answer we're looking for.
Oh, okay.
What's the name of the author?
The author is Dale Carnegie.
Why do I think we're losing momentum for this in some small way? Yes. Dale Carnegie also wrote How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. And, of course, we all know about his training courses.
How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Didn't he say he never met anybody he didn't like? Wasn't he responsible for that?
I don't know that was him. I thought that was Will Rogers.
Was it? Okay. Yeah.
Never met a man I didn't like.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we're awash in things that people said. We don't remember who said it, but we know they have significance. Yeah, Dale Carnegie won a lot of friends and influenced a lot of people with his various...
Okay, that's the other book. I didn't think of it.
Yeah, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I actually helped him co-write that book. Not a lot of people know that.
Right.
One of the things that I worked
on. Was that before or after your lunch with Mary Lynn Ruskopf and Greg Renberg?
Very cute. All right. Hold on a second there, Earl. We're going to send you a copy. I hope you and or your wife like the Celtic Women, because you're going to get one of their CDs, okay?
There's some friends I'd like to influence. And
yeah, right, exactly. All right. Hold on, Earl. So now we have, as long as we're stuck in this mire, John's in Melbourne. Hi, John.
Good morning. I just want to say you were trying to say close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
That was it. Right. I usually say horse and hand grenade.
Right.
Right.
Same stuff.
Can I just say two things?
You may.
Your countdown show is absolutely the best show on the radio.
Thank you.
This one's terrible.
I don't mean to do it. I always thought it was a countdown show, like for music, whatever. And I ended up watching. I listened to WMEL, yes. And they do have it a little early in the morning, but right. It is fantastic. It's the closest thing to an unbiased show that I've ever heard on the radio. And for those who haven't heard it, you take different news points throughout the weekend and have different people talk about it, both left and right, and it's fantastic.
Here's the concept behind the show for people who don't know what it is. You can check it out, by the way, at DougStephan.com. The homepage has information about what we do. I do a six-hour broadcast today. The first 2 hours from 4 to 6 East Coast time, and here when I'm on the West Coast, it's 1 until 3, is a review of, as you sort of described it, when you first heard about it, you thought it was a music show because it's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and most countdowns over the years have been about music. But we, Michael Harrison and I from Talkers Magazine, came up with this idea. He started it, and then I sort of came in and brushed it up a little bit about, 10 years ago, Richie Allen?
Yeah, at least.
10, 12 years. And so what we do is sample what's going on. A lot of the independent hosts, we don't do network or syndicated shows. We do just the local shows, and we listen. There are about 200 good hosts who are doing news talk radio. It's the issues, the political stuff, that sort of thing, the things that I don't want to do here on the Good Day program. But they are, it's not me. Once in a while I'll throw in my 2 cents worth, but it is what basically the pulse is. These producers from Talkers and from my company listen around to the various shows, and we take excerpts, a couple of minutes of many of these shows, to make a point. And for example, this week, obviously, everybody's talking about the GOP primaries, so that's number one on the countdown, and it pretty much is occupied all of our time on the weekly show. And then on the weekend, we do a 3-hour version of it, and we do hit all of the top 10 items of the week with examples of the conversation about those issues from various hosts and stations around the country and callers as well. So that's what that show is all about, John.
Yes, it's fantastic. Really, anybody who likes talk radio, listen to it, and you'll be hooked from the first
time. Right. You know, if you listen to it, it's on Armed Forces or American Forces Radio, and a lot of people say that it does. I'm on after Rush Limbaugh and before, I think, Hannity, sort of sandwiched me in between the two of them. And for that purpose, it is good because it does give you a pretty good overall understanding, because we do sort of get the syndicated hosts kind of warp things a little bit. And I say that lovingly to my brethren who are doing real serious issues. There is a bent to the left or the right, depending on the host you're listening to, and that's swell. But this program is aimed at giving you as much of both sides as you can, so you make up your own mind. And it really is, whether it's left or right, the big discussion this week on the liberal or the conservative shows is going to be the GOP primary. So that's kind of what it does. And you hear a lot of voices and thoughts that you might not hear if you're just listening to your own local station. So that's why it has value, hopefully. It does for you, and I appreciate that, John. Thanks for the unsolicited ad. Richie, let's put that someplace
Absolutely.
Where everybody can hear it. Hi, John. Yes. Take good care. Have fun down there in Melbourne. Oh, you know what? Hey, John, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. You're in the Indian River area where a lot of oranges are grown still. And I wonder what you're thinking. You may have heard today the FDA has banned orange juice that comes from overseas, which is now being brought in on tankers to the port of Miami. And they put it on the trucks and they bring it around the country, the same as they've done with Florida orange juice. But a lot of the Florida orange juice is being sold overseas. And I wonder what those of you who, I don't know if you're connected directly, but a lot of people listening to us in that area, the Indian River Valley, that's where a lot of the oranges are grown. What do you think about most of your orange juice now going overseas, and most of the orange juice being sold here in America comes from either South America or China or someplace that you wouldn't ever expect the orange juice would come from?
Well, I think it's the same exact thing as the oil. A lot of the oil that's drilled or taken from North America goes across the ocean. Doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
But if anybody, the orange juice around here, I just had a fresh glass of orange juice yesterday. Fantastic. I mean, nothing just squeezed and.
Yeah, if you can get it in a restaurant or a store that actually takes the Florida oranges, cuts them up, and makes the juice there, that's really el supremo when it comes to the flavor
and
quality. Sure. Yep,
absolutely.
Yep. All right, John. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
Yeah, you too. 800-510-8255. I think that's a big issue. I don't know how much attention it'll get. But it's just another example of how our products are sort of being obfuscated in the marketplace because the producers can make more money. I mean, they're in business to make money, no question about that. But how do you feel about the orange juice being grown? The oranges are grown here, and we're even making the orange juice, and we're shipping it elsewhere.
Stupid.
And what we're drinking here is imported from someplace else.
Yeah.
And you see what happens. I mean, I'm no fan of the FDA for all kinds of good reasons. But in this circumstance, what this move does is get you to think about where the orange juice you're drinking comes from, because I'm betting most of you still think that most of the orange juice in this country comes from Florida. No, it doesn't come from Florida. It's coming from Brazil or Mexico, where there are a lot of oranges that are grown. Now, in this case, Brazil's pretty good, not great. Chile, okay when it comes to, you know, the way that they produce stuff. There's a lot of stuff, though, on the fruits and vegetables that comes here. You got to wash the stuff from Chile. Got to wash the stuff from Brazil. You got to make sure it's clean. But in this case, apparently, there was some kind of fungicide that somebody found in the orange juice from Brazil. So they put a hold on all of the stuff that's being imported, which means the cost of a gallon of orange juice is going to double in the next 2 days. That's the bottom line is what you pay. What do you pay for a gallon? I don't even know. Roberto, last time you bought
probably
orange juice.
$3.50 or $3.50.
Yeah. I just bought it $2.47, but that's in Manhattan.
So it'll be $7 a gallon by the end of the week because of
right.
this.
Right, yes, $7 yeah. a gallon. Yeah.
That's what'll happen. And so who's going to drink it? Who's going to pay $7 a gallon? So then again, it sort of kills that business, and you wonder, is that what they're all about? Is it just all kinds of crazy stuff?
Well, then it would make it possible for us to sell U.S. orange juice here.
Duh.
Then it,
12 before the hour, good day.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now, including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Each year, weight loss and wellness goals are among the nation's top New Year's resolutions, and nutrition expert Beth Aldridge has some secrets to help.
The key to reaching your wellness goals is to take small steps. First, you need to choose an activity you like to do every day so you stay motivated and don't dread working out.
And just because you're eating better doesn't mean you should sacrifice flavor.
Find healthy foods you actually enjoy. Pack your salads full of delicious vegetables and fruits and use a salad dressing made with simple, good-for-you ingredients.
And look for dressings that use all-natural, simple ingredients with no preservatives.
Marzetti Simply Dressed and new Simply Dressed and Light refrigerated salad dressings are an all-natural option for making any salad or recipe more flavorful. They're made with a minimal number of ingredients like olive oil, canola oil, and sea salt, and have no preservatives, trans fats, MSG, or high fructose corn syrup. And new Simply Dressed and Light offers the added benefits of less fat and calories.
You can find lots of flavorful recipe options at Marzetti.com. I'm Lynn West.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Check out our Facebook page. The question on orange juice is there at 51 after on Good Day.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orecacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 2-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Seen a one-armed man punching at nothing but the breeze.
What is that? Ever seen a one-armed man punching at the breeze?
Punching at nothing but the breeze.
What's the name of the movie this comes from, Roberta?
This is from the movie The Wrestler.
It is. It's Roberta. Can't catch her up when it comes to the boss.
No,
she's got it.
She's pretty clueless on most stuff, but when it comes to Bruce.
Not about the boss. This is from the movie.
I think this is one of his better songs.
You do like this?
I think it's one of his better songs. I think this and The Ghost of Tom Joad are probably his two best songs.
Now, how often does he sing this in concert?
Rarely. Yeah. Very rarely.
This is actually one.
I don't think I've ever heard this live in concert.
This got him a Golden Globe for the a song that came from the movie The Wrestler in 2009. So the boss starts us out. Movie music gets going every day. Our movie moments segment. Chuck Curry, the movie man, is here. We have a contest for you to consider and answer. If you'd like one of those Celtic Women CDs as the prize, help yourself to 800-510-8255 when you figure out what all these pieces of audio have come from. I saw this movie by mistake on a plane.
I think I saw this.
So annoying. Oh, my God. Chucky, you know the movie, right?
I had trouble hearing the audio.
Really?
So that's kind of the point.
Sounds like they're... All right, Richie, give me another piece of that quality audio, will you please?
You want garbage in your face? There's plenty of space out in space. B&L Starliners, leaving each day. We'll clean up the mess while you're away.
Yeah, I got it.
Very messagey.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Extremely messagey.
Chucker would like the message.
Fat, lazy humans, here's the movie for you.
fat, lazy, stupid humans.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. That would not describe Trucker, though. All right, the last clip. What? Go ahead.
I said operating systems. Forget it. Yeah.
They were given.
I'm not going to put my tongue. Yeah, I'm not going to put my foot in my mouth. Go ahead.
That's right. Your tongue's coming.
There is a home. Home auto, and it's in trouble. I can't just sit here and do nothing. That's all I've ever done. That's all anyone in this blasted ship has ever done. Nothing.
Yeah. All right. I think it's fairly easy, but then, you know.
But the original movie that the idea for this movie came from. Great, actually, there was a series of them, and great fun movies, and then they took this and made it into this thing. Yes.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. We'll have about 52 callers on this, and we'll see if we can get the right name for the movie. You'll get the prize if you've never won before on Movie Moments. Again, 800-510-TALK. And meanwhile, Trucker has a lot of movie news for us. Trucker, what's the big story today?
Couple of good stories, Doug. Director Tim Burton looking to land actor Robert Downey Jr. as Geppetto in a live-action version of Pinocchio.
Really?
Downey Jr. is pretty much booked solid for the next few years. There's just about every director in the business offers him every.
There's a guy who cleaned up his act. What a story that is.
It's a great story, but I think that's a good match, Geppetto and Robert Downey Jr. Other news, Sam Raimi currently filming Oz, the Great and Powerful, the prequel to the 1937 classic, The Wizard of Oz. It stars James Franco as Oz. Now, to pay homage to the original, the opening sequence will be filmed in black and white, which
cool.
I think is pretty cool.
Oh,
and
nice.
The newest Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises, which doesn't open to this July, already sold out in IMAX in New York. In Los Angeles in advance ticket sale, so you think people want to see that movie?
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty impressive.
The movies that started on, that opened on this date, 1998, High-Low Country, Woody Harrelson, Patricia Arquette. Did you remember that movie?
Not really.
Sam Elliott's in it. Wow, that's a pretty interesting movie. I don't know the movie either, High-Low Country. Some of the, you got to wonder, even with the big stars in them, how people get attached to these movies, unless they just
don't
look for a
paycheck. I'll tell you a quick story. The last two Bruce Willis movies that have been sort of small dramas, straight to DVD.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. There's a lot of films, you know, the studios, they don't want to put big marketing campaigns behind these smaller films, and some of them just wind up, you know, on straight to DVD.
So how much money does that net them? When you see, I mean, a lot of the movies I watched when I was in Israel, they put them on the television over there, had to have been straight to DVD. They're just really awful. But
I think in the beginning, the studios or whoever finances them takes the tax write-off, and eventually maybe they, you know, go into profit, but depends what the budget is.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who do invest in movies as a tax dodge, as it were. Okay, let's get the answer, the identity of that movie that was in question. A lot of people with some thoughts. Sunshine is in Mount Vernon, Ohio, where there isn't much sunshine this time of year, right?
Not really.
No. All right, what was that movie?
WALL-E.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yeah, actually, my kids watch it quite frequently.
They do. You have the DVD of it?
She knows all the words.
Yeah, she does. She's got it all. All right, my dear, you get the Celtic Woman. This is for you, not for your children. Hold on a second, and we'll take good care of you. Chuck, talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.